Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, fellow Patriots. Greetings, welcome, salutations, alohas. As we get underway with the 5 o'clock follies here on Tuesday, it is the first Tuesday of the month of June, and that means it is time for our regular Timmons on Tuesday get-together with the 4th District Congressman from South Carolina, William Timmons. Congressman, welcome. How you doing there in D.C.? It's been an interesting couple of nights the past few.
Well, I'm actually not in D.C., luckily. I'm in South Carolina. I'm at a house in Greenville, but it's great to be with you, Bob. Hope you're doing okay.
Yep, doing fine. Could you do me a favor, too, Congressman? Next time you see Tim Scott or talk with him, could you explain to him that the Park Service has issued a statement saying that they did not fire tear gas canisters into Lafayette Square last night? They fired smoke canisters over there only after the protesters had thrown bottles at the park police. I know that, you know, everybody's busy and there's a lot going on, and I guess if you listen to MSNBC or CNN, you're going to get the story that it was tear gas canisters, but I just hate to see fake news spread by one of our own representatives.
Bob, I actually saw the quotes from Senator Sass, Senator Scott, and I had questions. I didn't think that was something that they would do. And, like you said, there's a lot of fake news out there. People are trying to respond to this in the best way they know how. And
sure.
If the truth will come out, luckily, and I'm sure that the president is going to make sure that the truth is known. I've actually had 3 calls today about it, and I've been very frustrated because I've actually been standing in a hotel a block away from there, and the thought of setting fire to any part of that beautiful historic church is just insane to me, and anyone that would ever try to do that should be held accountable. It's been very frustrating to watch the looting and the rioting, and D.C. and in certain parts of the country. We're fortunate in Greenville that we've had relatively minor, if any, damage, but obviously
yes.
Columbia and Charleston were not that lucky.
Right, yeah. King Street in Charleston just got trashed last night. Asheville had their own share of problems there as well. As you know, Congressman, I grew up in Arlington, Virginia, and used to visit places like the Smithsonian and National Gallery of Art and the National Archives. A tremendous experience as a kid growing up to be able to expose to those things and to see things like the World War II Memorial and the Lincoln Memorial be trashed with graffiti and spray paint. It breaks your heart.
It does. And, you know, I think these are just some of the most trying times our country's had in my lifetime, at least. And I think, what happened in Minnesota was a tragedy, and anyone who wants to use their First Amendment right to protest that,
certainly,
I support them. But
you bet.
Anyone that wants to loot and riot, they need to be held accountable, and there need to be consequences for those actions, and it's just unacceptable. So, we got to get back to work. We're getting over COVID. Bob, I've been blown away that the media hasn't been talking about the lack of social distancing with these rioters. I've been blown away by that.
Right. Well, the mayor in Minneapolis actually went so far as to encourage the people while they were engaging in arson, rioting, looting, and related violence to make sure that they wore their masks to protect against COVID-19. So I guess he got his virtue signaling out of the way at the very least.
Well, if I was anybody's going to be rioting and looting, they probably want to wear a mask anyway. So
that's true.
An effective dual purpose.
Exactly.
Bob, what's funny to me is the same people that have been telling barbers and salon owners and gym owners that they can't open up are now
right.
telling them that they can't protect their business from people that are you know, breaking their windows and stealing their merchandise and damaging their property. It's just the world really is upside down right now. And we need to pray for calm. We need to get back to work, and we need to find a path forward that is peaceful and productive. And I don't know how much more of this we can take. I really hate 2020. I'm done with it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Worst year ever. I saw a T-shirt the other day that had the killer. What was it? Not the killer bees. The murder hornets. T-shirt had the murder hornets on it and said it was the mascot for 2020, the worst year ever. And I thought, boy, is that ever right?
Bob, you got to think about the upstate. I mean, we've had a pandemic. We've had flooding. I don't know if you know, but my business, the gym and the yoga studio, about flooded. And then we've had tornadoes. We haven't had tornadoes since I was 5 years old.
Right.
And, you know, we've had and we've got, you know, protesting and rioting. And, I mean, this really has been a very tough 3-4 months.
Well, you mentioned the steps going forward, and I'm assuming that you were in lockstep with what the president has done so far in announcing that essentially he's had enough of this. And if these mayors like de Blasio in New York, who allow what happened there last night, the flagship store of Macy's is looted from top to bottom, $2.5 million worth of Rolex watches are stolen. This has nothing to do with Mr. Floyd's death. And the president saying, look, if the mayors are not going to handle it, I'll bring in the military and they'll take care of it.
I think restoring peace and calm and allowing people to reopen their businesses is the most important thing we can do. And the National Guard and whatever it takes.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do, because we can't keep having this. All these businesses were already on a thread. They got their PPP loan, and, you know, they're trying to get their people back to work. They're trying to reopen to get hit with this, you know, incredible setback of having your storefront windows broken, your door kicked in, your merchandise stolen, your property vandalized. It's going to put so many businesses over the edge. And those are business owners. They're white. They're black. They're Hispanic. I mean, this is just ridiculous.
Yeah, so it is. It's sad.
It is sad. I want to let the rule of law play out, and I want justice for Mr. Floyd, and I want to let people exercise their First Amendment rights. But if you're looting and rioting, we need to hold you accountable, and we cannot have our country continue in the manner it is. We really won't be able to sustain it.
We've got a primary coming up in less than a week now on June 9th. It's a week from today where a lot of state offices will have primary. There'll be all kinds of primaries for local offices here in the upstate. Anybody that you are endorsing or backing or want to say a word on behalf of?
Well, I generally try to stay out of it. You know, the
that's
only
a good policy.
Going to be, it's something I try to do. But you know, Scott Talley's been one of my very good friends, and I think the other candidate, Mr. Lynch, is a good man, and I think he's got a future in public service. But you know, I serve with Scott Talley, so I am going to be supporting him, and I've got a Facebook thing that I just did with my wife, so we are doing that. But again, I mean, Mark Lynch is a good man. Scott Talley's a good man. I think it's going to be in the best interest of Senate District 12 to keep him in Columbia. But I'm sure there's a number of people that will not agree with me on that. But the reasonable minds can differ. That's why we have elections.
Yep, you bet. Absolutely it is. What do you see happening for the convention? Because I've been talking with the RNC some, and apparently the negotiations are still going on with the governor in North Carolina about the convention in Charlotte. How do you see that playing out? And what do you think about the November elections? I mean, they keep talking about a resurgence of Wuhan flu maybe being a factor. There's a lot that's up in the air right now, quite frankly.
I couldn't agree with you more. If the governor of North Carolina does not take major steps to give the Republican National Convention the assurances that they will be allowed to host an unimpeded convention, I do believe that they are going to be looking elsewhere. You know, the economic impact just for Greenville alone is probably tens or maybe even $100 million. You're going to have all of the restaurants full. You're going to have all of the hotels full, and we're 100 miles away.
Right.
So, you know, you look at the economic impact for Charlotte, it's hundreds of millions of dollars.
You
hundreds
bet.
And hundreds. So, you know, if he wants to give that up, I've heard rumors that, you know, there's talks with Florida, something about Jacksonville. You know, mm-hmm. I would love it for it to come to Greenville, but we just don't have the capacity.
Yeah, sadly we don't.
So, you know, we just got to find a spot to have this. We have to have this convention, and I hope that the North Carolina governor will see reason. And, you know, again, they're not talking about social distancing when people are riding.
So, yeah, how true.
Apparently it's not as important as we once thought.
Apparently not.
So, but as for the November election, I think that there's, if you asked me 3 months ago, I would have told you the president was going to win in a landslide. And
yeah.
Right now there's just so much unknown. I still think he's going to win. I still think we have a great opportunity to retake the House. But, you know, there's just so many unknowns surrounding what the economy is going to look like in September, October, November.
Right.
And, you know, what the unemployment rate is going to be. We have 40 million people unemployed. If we still have 40 million people unemployed in November, there's no telling. So we got to get people back to work. We got to get reopened.
Yep.
We got to do it safely. We got to protect lives, but we have to get reopened.
Yeah, no question about it. We need to get this economy back up and running. And it's pretty amazing that the most powerful economic engine in the world was able to be kneecapped essentially in 30 days by the Chinese.
The thing on that is when we sat down in D.C. 4 months ago and mm-hmm. we had the head of the CDC tell us that 2 million people were going to die.
Right.
When you have 2 million people that might die, everybody's like, well, we'll do whatever we need to do.
You bet.
Here we are, and COVID-19 has killed 400 plus people in South Carolina, and we put 400,000 people out of work.
Right. Yeah,
math doesn't work. I don't know anybody that thinks that's good math.
No, I don't either. And sadly, it's just too bad that the information that we were working from at that time, the computer models were so faulty. It's our Tuesday with Timmons segment with Congressman William Timmons, 4th District of South Carolina. Congressman Timmons, appreciate your taking time to join us. Be safe, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bob, thank you for having me. Look forward to being with you next month. Take care.
My pleasure. Take care. 519 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and right back, and more of your calls are on the way here on Tuesday.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. 524 here on the Bobby Mac Show, the Tuesday edition, in on the text line this afternoon. Texter says, hey, Bobby, I guess you're one of the lucky ones that didn't live in Simpsonville when Janice Curtis was mayor. Look, let me be clear about something here. I am not about to confuse Janice with Barry Goldwater, all right? I don't think that Janice is the most conservative candidate who ever came down the pike. However, after having fought tooth and nail a 3-year-long battle with the state legislature in Columbia in opposition to the gas tax, I vowed that I would never support anyone who had voted in favor of the biggest tax increase in South Carolina history. And so that's why I feel the way that I do. All right. 525 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Let's go to Greenville and bring in David. Thank you for patiently waiting, David. Good to have you here.
Hey, Bob, always good to be here. And listen, let me just take off on what you said. This is not what I was calling about.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right on that three-year history on the gas tax. And you remember Russ, your buddy, very well, his comment about, hey, you got to know what you believe and why you believe it. So
correct.
Let me correct the congressman. Absolutely, we'll be voting for Mark Lynch. Are you kidding me? Scott Talley, you and Tara will tear him apart if you guys got him and Lynch in front of you. Mark Lynch knows what he believes and why he believes it. He understands the Constitution. And let me tell you, you don't have to worry about him being bought or paid for by any lobbyist. He's just going to do the right thing for the Republic and for the state. And let me tell you, tax man Scott Talley voting for that road tax, that's just one of many things. I don't care how nice a guy he is. That's great. I know a lot of nice guys that personally, as far as their politics, are lousy, and he's one of them. So Mark Lynch is the man with the plan, and he's the real deal, and that's who you need to vote for. And it says a lot about the congressman, mentioning that. But I will tell you this. I appreciate him having the guts to come on your show. We'll see how long that lasts when you start putting a little bit of that Bobby Mack on him when he starts leaning in that liberal thing. Maybe he'll start hiding like Trey Gowdy and some of the other ones did, Bob English, during your tenure. But that's a tip of the hat to you, Bob. Thank you, you and Tara in particular, for
I appreciate that, David. And by the way, okay. I did receive another text message, and it said, Bobby, I've never texted you before, but I remember you interviewed Scott Talley, and he said he was not going to vote for the gas tax. Very next day, he voted for it.
Three times.
I love his slogan, promises kept. Yeah.
Baloney. Good God. Hey, what I was calling about, listen, did you hear the good news, Bob?
No.
Yeah, in Philadelphia, basically a business owner, he noticed that in his business when he was in, not last night, but I think the night before, the day before, mm-hmm. that his right. steel side door, somebody had been trying to get in it. So I guess he thought it was a smart idea. He parked himself last night or the night before inside his business, and lo and behold, some rioters and thugs and common low-life criminals tried to pry open that door. They did come back, and when they came in, one of them pointed a gun at him, and I'm happy to say, he went out feet first. Now,
wow.
If we can have more less rubber bullets and more real bullets for folks like that, this will end real quickly. And the other thing is the congressman, he's saying all the nice platitudes about in my lifetime and blah, blah, blah. We've lived long enough. We saw what went on during Vietnam. It cost LBJ the presidency. Give me a break. We
sure
can
did.
Handle this. Our country can handle this. But if you'll notice, and this is the thing that's not being reported by any of the propagandized so-called mainstream news, but you need to get it out loud and clear. Most of all this stuff is happening in basically very liberal, very blue and purple areas where the population has been emasculated and feminized, and they've had their second rights taken away from them in the Bill of Rights, and they believe the lie that, hey, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. But the good news is, in our neck of the woods and most of the country, flyover or whatever you want to call it,
yep.
or the Bible Belt, we know the truth. When the government says we're here to help you, we grab our wallets, we run
right.
the other direction. And I'll tell the congressman this. You were so nice, Bob. I appreciate you being such the gentleman that you are. I guess that's why I'm not on the air and you are. But I'd have told the congressman, don't you understand? You fooled me once. Hey, shame on you. You fool me twice. Shame on you. All these models and all this, excuse my French, bull crapola. My gosh, these people have not just lied once, and I'm talking about government officials from the federal to the local level. They've lied so much, why in the world would you believe them? And to show you how smart the American public is, when you look at polls, if you can even trust them, I think it's lower than what we're seeing.
Right.
But basically, it shows that politicians And basically, the media are so low, it's kind of like the old Chubby Checker Limbo song. How low can you go?
Yeah, they barely register, no question about it. David, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Good thank to have you here. 5:30 on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. When we come back on the other side, more of your calls are on the way. And we have a special in honor of NASA and SpaceX and their successful launch over the weekend, a special NASA edition for the Bobettes as we delve into yes or BS. All that and more is on the way here on Tuesday. Well, kind of appropriate for the 5 o'clock follies. Normally, the most heavily commuted hour, the Bobby Mack Show. Been driving all night, hands wet on the wheel. Little radar love, golden earring. Don't have any of those myself. 5:38, 22 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. And as promised, before we went to the break at the bottom of the hour, time for our special NASA edition of Yes or BS.
And now it's time for Yes.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Or BS.
Say what?
Yeah, it's there's a lot of that going around these days. So, as always, for Yes or BS, I am joined by the Bobettes. Miss Moneypenny in the studio.
Hello.
And Little Annie in the news center.
Hey, guys, what's up?
There you go. Sounded like you were leaning the wrong way when I mentioned you. Well, yeah, you guys, of course, are aware of the huge success of NASA SpaceX with the launch of the Dragon and the Endeavour capsule.
It was a blast.
To the ISS, yeah, International Space Station. So, today I put together a little NASA edition of Yes or BS, and we will test your knowledge about science and space.
Cool.
Okay?
BS.
Here we go. You tell me, is what I'm suggesting yes, or is it BS? Question number one. Camera phones were invented by NASA.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you both are right on that one. They were designed specifically to allow astronauts to work without the intrusion of floating wires because of that weightless thing up there in space.
Cool.
Many of these are things that I will ask you whether NASA actually invented or not, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number two on the list, dust busters.
Yes.
BS.
It is kind of a trick because you would think, you know, oh, come on, NASA didn't invent dust busters. Actually, yeah, they did. They were developed by Black & Decker for NASA to pick up samples on the moon.
Bobby, I'm going to take a picture of my vacuum cleaner for you. Okay. I have a vacuum cleaner that was invented by NASA.
What?
It's from like the 50s, or it's way early, and it's in perfect mint condition because I have a vacuum cleaner problem.
In other words,
it's perfect.
It's kind of like when I sell my used golf clubs.
Yes,
you do not sell them.
And I advertise them as sweet spot unused.
Unbelievable vacuum cleaner.
The Dust Buster was converted to domestic use in 1979.
Cool.
Teflon, used in heat shields, was invented by NASA.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, no!
Yeah, BS. NASA does use Teflon, heat shields, spacesuits, even in the cargo hulls, but they did not invent it. Are you ready for this?
Yes. Aluminum foil?
Teflon was invented in 1938.
Wow.
That's by some genius at DuPont.
cool.
No, here's one that could trap you. Super soaker squirt guns.
I'm going to say yes.
Were invented by NASA.
That sounds like a yes. Those boys, I tell you.
I got you again. No, that one is BS. They were invented, super soaker squirt guns, say that three times fast, were invented by a guy named Lonnie Johnson, who did help design a NASA space probe that went to Jupiter. But the super soaker was not created for NASA.
It
and finally, fifth on the list, Velcro.
Yes.
That's a yes.
No way. He got us again?
Yeah, afraid so, ladies.
Damn it.
Yep, tricked you. NASA, of course, does use Velcro in its missions, but Velcro was actually invented by a Swiss engineer in the late 1940s.
Nice.
Yeah. So there you go. Learn something new every day and manage to mix you guys up on a few of those.
Most of them.
Not surprising because some of the things you were like, there's no way that NASA.
I knew the vacuum cleaner, though, the dust buster, because I've got proof in my closet.
There you go. And speaking of dust, that's exactly what you'll find all over Little Annie's vacuum cleaner.
That's the truth.
Maybe a spider web or two somewhere in there as well, but we're not telling. Thank you, ladies. Nice job as usual. 5:43 now, 17 before 6 o'clock. Let's get back to the phones. And welcome to the phones. Is this Elvis? Elvis is next up here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Elvis, and welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Bobby Mack?
So far, so good. Thank you.
Good. I just wanted to let everybody know that I participated on the protest they had Sunday night at Asheville. Downtown Asheville, North Carolina.
Yes.
And the Lord had sent me a message, and I suited up, made a ride down there, and when I got there, I pretty much told the crowd I had something to say, and they sent me down, and I explained to them that my message was to acknowledge that we all failed, as well as the system, and us in general, as human beings. And this is where we have to take back our power and bind as one, as a collective. And in that process, try to remedy a situation that happens in the community with ourselves, with each other. And it gives better dialogue for law enforcement when they come in to do their job out of due process, to where both parties can not only assess the situation by finding absolution, but at the same time, there would be no recklessness or any unjust. And being that we have given ourselves too much power away, it's time to take that, seize that power back and identify with each other as a collective in the community, care for one another, respect one another, and keep it brotherly and sisterly with that type of mannerism. We won't have to worry about any type of unjustification that is going on, not only of what happened to this man, but everyone else around the world
right.
that just went through a tragedy.
So my message
to them was,
And I think that's a good message, you know, and it's just unfortunate, as I said in talking to a caller earlier, that there are people out there who, for lack of a better word, embed themselves with the demonstrators who have no more evil intent than they just want to peacefully demonstrate, which, of course, is their First Amendment right. But sadly, there are people out there, instigators, who will embed themselves in these crowds and as a result, end up trying to hijack the message. So I'm glad that you were able to get that one across, Elvis, and I appreciate the call.
Yeah, you're welcome so much.
Appreciate it. Thanks, sir. 5:46 now. 14 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. boom, 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 boom. 5:52 is what it's coming up on here, 8 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Bobby, in on the text line. Bobby, I was afraid you were going to ask if NASA invented the internet when everyone knows Al Gore invented that. Correct. Bobby, Velcro was invented in the 1940s? You mean I learned to tie my shoes left-handed for nothing? You know, I just had a weird thought, too. I'm sort of like semi-ambidextrous or something, and it just occurred to me. I tie my left shoe left-handed and my right shoe right-handed. Is that a sign that there's something, some kind of imbalance? Something wrong somewhere. Back just to the weird, phones Bobby. We go. Not a moment too soon. 8 before 6, Eugene is along. He is in Pauline. Oh, I'm sorry. Eugene's gone. Who was there, Moneypenny? Oh, Linda's first. Oh, I'm sorry. Linda, welcome to the program. Sorry, didn't mean to skip over you there.
Okay, now make a list of everything that the U.S. government through NASA has invented.
Okay.
What is it? What are? Give me a list in 1, 2, 3.
Oh, the ones we had in Yes or BS?
Yes. Correct.
Hang on just a second. I'll review the list for you. NASA invented camera phones, like in your cell phones, dust busters.
Yes.
And that's it. The others, Teflon, super soaker, okay. Squirt guns, and velvet. None of those were actually invented by NASA.
All right. So the United States government owns the patent on those things, then, don't they?
Well, yeah, I would think so, because they changed that law a number of years ago, allowing people like Dr. Fauci, for instance, to maintain a patent.
Then why does the United States government have a debt?
That's a great question. Maybe because they spend $500 for hammers and toilet seats?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have always wondered that because, you know, if you work for the government, you're not allowed to have the patent. You're not allowed to own it. The government owns it.
Well,
they paid you to invent that.
And that's the way it used to be. But that law was actually modified a number of years ago, and as a result, we've got some very wealthy patent holders who are still, well, in the case of Dr. Fauci, making $384,000 a year.
That's just wrong.
You're right.
That is unethical.
When you're right, you're right. You know, and I guess.
Yes, and I usually am.
I notice that. I would certainly not argue the point. But I guess the argument being made, and you can guess which side was making this argument, by the way, was that just because you are a government employee, you should not therefore be penalized for your brilliance in inventing the super soaker squirt gun or whatever, and you should be able to maintain the patent on that. And so... We've made for a lot of very well-to-do government employees.
That's just wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll run for president. I'll change that.
Would you?
Yeah. I'll work on that. Thank you very much.
Or at the very least, Linda, Senate. Okay. Yeah, you got to start somewhere. Now Eugene is along in Pauline. Hello, Peanut. How are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good, Bob.
Excellent.
I wanted to talk about a couple of people that voted for the gas tax real quick.
Sure.
First off is Scott Talley. He keeps talking about he reformed the DOT. Well, that's fine and dandy, Mr. Talley. I want to see you reform the roads out here. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, it would be nice,
And then the other person that voted for the gas tax was my representative, Talon.
Yeah.
And Talon, he voted for the gas tax, but he's retiring.
Yes.
Now, but I'm mentioning him because the two candidates that's running in the race, Warren Spencer, Talon's backing Moore. So there's your connections between them two. And if he's got connections with Talon, I take the other fella, y'all vote Spencer. Have a good day, Bob.
Thank you, Eugene. I appreciate it. He's referring, of course, to Eddie Cheaper by the Gallon, Talon, who is retiring. but has a hand-picked replacement already in mind that you really should take a look at. Wow. 5 o'clock follies has been interesting. I bet you the bonus hour will be equally so. Fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mac Show is on the way next. And I know it will be because it will contain today's edition of Amazing True Facts. Stay tuned.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.